boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I can't find my straightener anywhere online. It's almost like I bought a straightener that doesn't even exist.
You're talking like a hair tool? Like a hair straightener?
Well, yeah, what else would it be?
Well, I don't know. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. So here's why I'm trying to find my straightener online. I left this house this morning and I was already 20 plus minutes into my drive to work. And that's when I go, oh my God, did I turn the straightener off? Did
Classic.
I plug it? I can't remember. So I'm like, you know what? Here's smart girl in me thought of this. I was like, what if I just Google search my straightener and see if there's an automatic shutoff? Because then I don't need to worry. It'll shut off in 3 hours, whatever, right? I have Google searched this. I have ChatGPT'd it. I've even eBayed it. I cannot find my... ChatGPT suggested I eBay it. Trying to find my straightener. I can't find it. I can tell you it's from either the year 2014, if not before that. I've had this straightener.
Of course, everybody's had their straightener for
far
years.
Too long.
Yeah,
I can't find it anywhere. It's pink. It's hot pink. It's got a little bit of a design on it, and you can find one like that. But then it's like zebra print, and mine is not zebra print. I can't find it anywhere, so I have no idea. It could still be on right now.
I'm actually surprised you didn't go home today.
I wanted to.
I know. I'm really surprised you didn't just turn your butt around and go look. Can I make a suggestion, though? Because this happens to you frequently, and you normally rely on neighbor man, right, to go
yes.
look?
I'll have him go look to double check my work, or sometimes I'll just take a picture of it. So I know if I have my mental breakdown an hour later, I can look back at the photo. I forgot to do both of them.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Smart outlets.
Can you plug a straightener into a smart outlet?
Yeah.
Like, how much oomph can you do on that?
I guess I don't know wattages. I'm sure you could get into the weeds with that. But I have a lamp.
She's too dumb for that.
I guess I don't care about that, mostly. I have a lamp that's plugged into a smart outlet in my living room, and I have an app. I mean, I can tell my girl Alexa to turn it on. Or I could literally turn it on from my phone right here.
I have smart outlets.
Okay, so why don't you plug it into that?
I just didn't know if you could plug a straightener in. I just didn't know if it's too much.
Well, I don't know.
I need that, and I need this. I know they have smart stoves out there. I want a smart
fridges.
I need all of that because we almost left yesterday with the oven on.
Okay.
Clearly, we have problems in our house.
We need
very
to
forgetful.
Just maybe pay attention a little bit more. Step one.
I just think the Marion Fire Department should just live at our house. For the amount of times we forget things.
Probably, yeah, that would help.
Hands down, my favorite part about Those Girls Sweat Squad, our private Facebook group that you could join right now if you are on your fitness, healthy eating, better you journey. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad. Request to join now. My favorite part about the whole group is seriously the vibes. No negative Nancys, Karens, anything. It's people cheering on other people or people sharing the ups and downs of their journeys.
No matter what it looks like, we have people who are like, I'm ready to start my journey. There's people who are like, I've been at this for years and I'm trying something new. Mm-hmm. Or it's for anybody and any type of working out you like to do.
I want to shout this one person out who had posted 4 days ago in Those Girls Sweat Squad. I'm probably going to butcher the name, so I do apologize. I would say Era is the name. Posted and said, cancer last year put a hold on something I have a lot of passion doing, teaching spin at the Marion Y on Saturday a.m. 4 weeks ago, I was declared cancer-free and been working hard to build up my endurance to teach again. If you're a Y member, join me on Saturday the 31st for my first class back teaching.
Dude, how cool.
And then they spun for 35 minutes and ran 2 miles. Jeez, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. And you can share your journey as much or as little as you want. We love cheering on people overcoming and trying new things. Or if you just want to lurk for some motivation, you can totally do that too.
It is called Those Girls Sweat Squad. Is for anyone on any type of journey. Request to join right now on Facebook, Those Girls Sweat Squad.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So a new Netflix show got announced just a couple hours ago today. And I am curious to know.
There's my button.
Oh, jeez. You were like, I thought you got shocked over there.
I just really wanted to play that for you. If you're going to talk Netflix, I'm ready. I only have that button.
I didn't even know you had that button.
That's over here.
Nice. Okay, so they announced a new show today.
Sorry to delay you. I just really wanted to press it.
I'm so glad you did. We really
needed
that.
It's a big red one right over here.
Uh-huh. I've never seen it. They announced a new show today. Now, I don't know how you feel about this person, so I'm interested to know.
Oh, dear God. Here we go.
What your first reaction is. Netflix announced they are going to be doing a show about Alex Earl. Influencer, TikTok, superstar. She was
I always get her mixed up with the Call Her Daddy girl.
No, that's Alex Cooper.
Okay. Well, my thoughts on her and Alex Cooper, and a lot of people agree, is her interviewing needs to be worked on and how she interviews
people. Well, we're not talking about
her.
But
that was my other... Alex Earl, though, I have no problem with her. She hasn't done anything that makes me not like her.
She was on Dancing with the Stars, where I feel like people got to know her more than just on TikTok.
Outside of that, I only know her for, like, outfits of the day kind of vibes.
I mean, people say
she... But too bougie for me to afford.
She kind of pioneered the Get Ready With Me core on TikTok. But she announced today that it's going to be an unscripted series, so I'm gonna say Kardashian-esque, but I don't think it's gonna be as like,
so we're gonna follow her around,
unattainable as the Kardashian. It is. It's gonna follow her and her blended family, because while she seems like perfect and rich and amazing, her parents are divorced. Her parents are both remarried, and they have like a really interesting blended family dynamic.
Nice.
She has a sister, Ashton, who's also like an up and coming influencer. And they're advertising it as, it's going to document the real-time messiness of a young woman in transition. Because she just broke up with her NFL boyfriend recently. Like, there's a lot. She doesn't necessarily have it all together. So I hope if they do this right.
How old is she?
She's, I don't know, I would guess like 25, if that. She's young.
I like this. I'll be curious what it does and if it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we should, you know, explore the younger women sometimes. And what I mean by that is, like, how are they getting through life, you know, through trying to figure out what their career is or what's life outside of college, how to start if they want to start a family, things like that. It's such a unique time in people's lives.
Mm.
And I think it should be, I don't know, but we should be able to see it more.
I'm here for it.
If I was during that time, it'd be cool to see somebody famous going through the same things as me. But even now, I'd be cool as older, as I'm going to be almost 31, to look at that and be like, okay, I really wasn't a mess up in my 20s. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's cool. I'm excited for it.
You made that way more like meaningful than me. I'm like, I hope they show her going on Dancing with the Stars.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I don't know who my boyfriend neighbor man thinks he's dating, but it ain't me. That's for sure.
That would be the plot twist of the century. You've just been lying the last 3 years.
No, can you imagine this whole time? I'm like, I just want him to propose to me. Please, 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 please. And he's had a side chick.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I could come on the radio and talk anymore after that.
I don't. That one might need to take to the grave.
I don't think he actually has a side chick, but I think he thinks nicer things about me than who I actually am. I'll just be blunt, okay? Every once in a while, maybe every night, ask him,
oh God,
why do you love me? Because I just want to know. Like, why do you? Why do you date me? Why do you care? Things like that. And almost every single time, he says the exact same things. Because you're kind, caring, you're patient, things like that. Girl, I know. When he says all these things, I've never said it out loud until now, I don't believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not patient. Even you just giggled.
That's the one. I mean, I spend every day with you, and sometimes you're a little pushy. You're a little pushy. I don't know about patience.
Do you even know the definition of patience, Destiny?
Maybe you're patient with him.
No.
I don't think so.
No. I act the same way around him as I do you. So if you don't think I have patience, patience is off the table.
Right.
But then he says kind and caring and things like that. And I hate to admit this out loud, because you're probably going to think bad things about me. I just don't believe it, because I know I can be self-centered sometimes. I can be selfish. Everybody is. Let's be honest, okay? So when he says I'm kind and caring, I'm like, but where?
Like, where is it?
Where is it? Because I honestly feel like I'm really selfish sometimes. I'm working on it. I'm trying to be less.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know where kind and caring are, because they're definitely not inside me.
I'm dead. That is so funny.
But have you ever asked your boyfriend those things?
Okay, I did, because you told me to. I asked him last night, and he said nice things or whatever. The one that got me was sweet. See, I knew it. I'm like,
wait a minute.
Now, wait, hang on now.
I think you're sweet to me. I've never had a moment that I'm like, oh, she's the, you know, the word I can't say, right? I'm about to dig myself in a hole with her. I actually feel like you're really sweet to me, but I've seen you interact with some other people and I'm like, oh, maybe.
I just am not.
You could be subtly mean.
I have a hard exterior.
Yeah. But I also hear him, like, you'd be like, ah, he was driving me nuts because he had no idea what was for dinner last night. It was right in front of his face on the refrigerator.
Well, yes.
That I'm like, I don't know how nice you really are.
I mean,
are.
Like, I am. Don't get me wrong. Nobody knows what I'm like at home, but it's none of your business. And see, I can't help it.
Do you actually think you're sweet? Like, honestly.
No, not at all.
Somebody has figured out who Curly is and where he works.
Is it like the Taken movie? I will find you. I have a special set of skills. I'm scared. Who is it?
Yeah, you're not going home to him tonight.
Oh my God.
He's been murdered.
Okay, not funny.
She's going to call him after this. She's got to make sure he's fine. No, he's fine. He's fine. Well, they haven't figured out really where Curly is and, you know, who he is, because someone actually thinks Neighbor Man is Curly.
Really?
So I told you yesterday that I was on the phone with him and he told me that one of the people who walked into his employment of work figured out, put two and two together, and they figured out who he is and then started harassing him about when he was going to propose.
Classic.
Last night when I got home, I'm like, tell me more about this. This is tea, you know? He goes, actually, they thought I was Curly. So here's what happened. They put two and two together and they're like, wait a minute. So your girlfriend is from Those Girls in the Afternoon. And he says, yes. And they go, oh, you must be Curly.
Okay. Y'all, I'm going to let you in on a little insider tea. Curly, if you missed the lore, Curly is named Curly because Curly has very curly hair. Luscious curly hair. One of my favorite things about him. Neighbor Man is bald willingly.
Uh-huh, he is. Ain't no curls on that head.
No. So that's a lit, but he wears a lot of hats, I guess.
Okay, so that's where we got into it. So they say, oh, you must be Curly. And he goes, not anymore. And he takes his hat off.
Wait, did they think he shaved his head?
Oh, God.
What kind of rumors are you starting?
Oh, my God, that's funny. No. He goes, not anymore. And he takes his hat off. And he goes, not since high school. I don't know if I've ever talked about this before on the show, but actually, Neighbor Man was Curly, too, at some point. He used to have, I've seen photos. I didn't get to witness it myself other than through photos. He used to have luscious, very curly hair. But it's like in the last 5 years, he started to notice he was having a receding hairline.
Of course.
And so he's like, you know what? If I'm going to have it, we're going to just get rid of everything.
Respect.
So he, like you said, willingly shaves his head. I think if he were to grow it out, I might see some curls. Curly might actually have some competition.
Yeah, maybe.
But I've never seen it.
Okay, so then what happened? Did this person get completely bamboozled?
No, that's when he says, not anymore, not since high school. He goes, I used to have curly hair. I'm Neighbor Man. And they were like, oh, you're not Curly.
See, I'm going to go back to everything. Like, when I picture Neighbor Man, I know him in real life. I just picture a house on some shoulders. I think he's gonna just got to go like that in public now.
I hate to admit this out loud. But over my 10 years of working here, I've been out at, like, the grocery store, out in public somewhere. And people have gotten me confused sometimes, once in a blue moon, with another radio DJ here. It used to be like Jenny Valaire. People would think I'm her, mm-hmm. you know, vice versa, things like that. I even know Street Teamer Kate. Sometimes she'll be out and people think she's me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we just talked about how Neighbor Man was at work and somebody thought he was Curly, should he just own up and be like, yeah, I'm Curly? Because sometimes I would do that. I'd be like, yeah, I'm Kate.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
It's only happened to me once, I guess, and I didn't do that. But
you didn't fake to be me? You would have to work on the laugh.
It wasn't you. People know that I'm not. That's the thing is you have to laugh that nobody can replicate. People, someone thought that I was Jenny Vlear.
Oh, yeah.
However, I was purchasing White Claws, so I didn't want to put that on her. I was like, no, absolutely not.
Worse, it's Taylor.
I got to be honest, you know? I am the worst version.
If you're wondering what the heck is going on with the fire hydrants, so are we.
Hashtag HydrantGate. Get it trending.
Tweet it now.
I'm serious. This is, you know what? It's all your fault because I leave for one day. Last Friday, I took the afternoon off. And you were like, my goodness, I can't wait to do the Taylor window update because my fat head's always in your way. And you can't see what's outside.
I can't.
And
you
should
really work on your.
I'm sorry. I'll do some like neck crunches or something, I guess.
I'm kidding.
You notice, though, when you peered out the window, that there is a green fire hydrant like on our street where the radio station is.
And then that had me spinning because I noticed it and I actually called it out on my vacation in Dallas just a couple weeks ago. And my family thought I was nuts that the fire hydrants in Dallas were silver with like pops of blue, which I was like, oh, it must be a nod to the Dallas Cowboys, obviously.
Right.
But I was so confused why they were like that. One thing led to another. We're starting to realize fire hydrants are not created equal.
No.
Because I thought they were all red. At least that's, you know, that's what I've seen in the movies and photos and whatever.
So then we each were like, okay, go home tonight and pay attention. Like, take a little look-see about your surroundings because you live in Marion. I live in North Liberty. And North Liberty, at least in my neighborhood, they're red.
And then in Marion, when I was driving in my neighborhood, they were also red. And we have one next door, red.
But
up the street, red.
I drove to work the next day, again, in Cedar Rapids and on 33rd Avenue on my way to the radio station. More green. Green hydrant, green hydrant, green hydrant. What's going on?
It's like she says, it's hydrant gate. What are you
hydrant
calling
gate. Hashtag hydrant gate, get it trending.
Put it on TikTok or something. I don't know.
Oh my God, don't even get me started. Give me 5 minutes. We'll be viral. I can't help it. I get stuck on stupid things. And that has been the birth of hydrant gate here at Those Girls in the Afternoon Incorporated. This all started when we need to pay attention more, maybe, is the whole point of this.
We need to touch grass more, I think, is the problem.
No kidding. You pointed out that there is a green fire hydrant just around the corner on our street, 123 Radio Lane.
It's exactly where we're located.
I can't remember our address on the spot.
We've worked here how long and we both can never remember
our
address.
Not a clue. But that fire hydrant is green, and we're both like, we know them as red. I feel like in TV shows and cartoons, they're always red. We went home. We both noticed in Marion, where you live, North Liberty, where I live, red fire hydrants. I can't help but be curious. I can't let it go. What's going on? Is it just a Cedar Rapids thing? Like, what? I don't. My wheels are turning and I need some more information. However, I am lazy. Okay. I hopped on Google Maps.
That was smart.
Your girl has been scrolling through the state of Iowa. Okay. Your neighborhood's not safe. I may have been in your neighborhood via Google Maps today. I'm not kidding. So I got over to Des Moines and I had no rhyme or reason. I was clicking on businesses and anywhere I'd think that a hydrant would be near. Because I feel like there's definitely like a certain amount of feet in between them. In Des Moines, I saw one that had a yellow base.
Okay.
And then I'm going to call it a lime green hat.
Okay.
Okay. The little top of it was lime green. Cedar Falls. Silver with a yellow hat. That's strange. And then I went to Fort Dodge, all yellow. Yellow base and yellow hat. And then I checked Robbins, and Robbins was green, like Cedar Rapids.
So it's got us thinking, okay, yeah, she could Google map that all day long, but like near you, right outside your work or right outside your house, wherever, what is the color of that hydrant near you? You could drop a photo if you have the pic to show it, or tell us the color that's near it on our Z102.9 Facebook page.
We took a picture with our hydrant.
We did.
We went out in the cold. So yeah, we want to know what yours is. Some comments we're seeing. Daniel said, in front of my house, it is green. Except in the summer, it turns a strange color of yellow. However, this neighborhood does have an exceptional amount of dogs. Okay, well.
I made her read that.
I mean, I believed it until.
I did too. I was like, oh, they changed colors
now?
No
way.
Oh my God, we're really discovering something. Our journalistic skills are fantastic.
Dang it. We got good one, Daniel.
Spencer dropped a photo on our Z102.9 Facebook page, and his was green.
Okay.
From 1600 ESPN. And then Anna is from Marion as well. She said red. But that doesn't mean they couldn't change depending on where they're at.
I'm so confused. Like, what? Is there rhyme or reason?
Well, Rochelle, what are you seeing?
Hi. I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about the color of fire hydrants.
Yeah. What do you know?
Well, I don't know much, but the city of Waterloo's fire hydrants are blue.
What? Wait, why? Do you know why?
I don't, but I'm kind of interested, so I hope you girls find out.
Oh, we are going to do some serious investigation, don't you worry.
Yeah, we do. We got it now.
Perfect. Thanks.
I have done some serious investigation. I have secretly talked to a firefighter. I know why they're different
colors.
I don't
like when you know more than me. I just decided.
Stay tuned, 4:45 today. I'm going to tell you why each hydrant is a completely different color. It's hydrant gate. We have discovered that each hydrant is a different color and in different cities, and it's so confusing. Why? I thought they were all red.
Yeah, something I've never, ever noticed until you pointed out the green fire hydrant by the radio station here. And then after looking on Google Maps, there's some towns that have yellow and some that have silver, and some of them have different colored little hats on them. And then Rochelle just called and said in Waterloo, they're blue. What does this mean?
I know why they're all different colors, because I had a secret phone call last night with a firefighter, and I'm going to spill the tea, okay? Before I do that, I would like to make a quick PSA from the firefighter.
Okay.
Which is that we're in a blizzard warning right now. Mm. Snow is coming down. Please shovel your hydrants if you've got one in your yard.
Oh.
Because, and I had no idea, it can delay firefighters 10 plus minutes having to dig out the hydrant while your house is burning down.
Stop it right now. That's actually crazy information.
So please shovel around the hydrant, clear it out, because you never know when they're going to need it. Now, here's why they're different colors.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter about the body of the hydrant, like the
base.
I would say from chest down to legs.
Right. Oh, yes.
That part doesn't matter. The part that you should be looking at is the ball cap, the hat, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Okay? Because that tells you different things.
Okay.
If it's light blue, it can do 1,500 gallons per minute, and that is the highest capacity. So it's the most water that it can come out in a minute. So they would put that around like important things.
Like a stadium.
Yeah, or I don't know, something that would catch on fire really quickly, right? So light blue cap,
okay,
that's the highest like amount of gallons per minute.
Okay.
Next under that is green. That green cap or yellow cap. Those tend to be found downtown near businesses. Those can do 1,000 to 1,499 gallons per minute.
Okay, so that's second runner up to the light blue.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Orange, 500 to 999 gallons per minute, or flow rate, I guess is another way to word it.
I haven't seen an orange one.
I haven't either. Be on the lookout. Red tends to be found in residential areas.
Okay.
That's what you were finding it in North Liberty. I was finding it in Marion. Those could do 500 gallons or less per minute.
Okay.
There's some other colors I'd like to mention.
Please.
Purple or violet.
What?
Those are not hooked up to water towers. The rest that I mentioned were. Blue or violet are not hooked up to water towers whatsoever. They're actually hooked up to either a river or a lake or non-drinking water. So they would be, like, if you had a, I know in my hometown we have a Riverside Park in Vinton.
Yeah.
That's near the river.
Right.
So it's called Riverside Park. That would probably, and I don't know because I haven't been there in a while, might have like a purple or violet one because it's near the river.
Okay, Waterloo, like Rochelle said, was blue. There as river city.
No, blue, honey. That's the highest.
Oh, snap. I'm already getting confused. Dang it.
I gotta lie. I'm really proud of us for discovering why each fire hydrant is a different color throughout your city, any city.
Who freaking knew? And I should have known it was like code for something like...
For the firefighters. I had no idea.
That would help them.
Really quick recap if you missed it. If the hat of the fire hydrant is light blue, that means it could do like the most gallons per minute compared to the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Behind that is green. Then under that is orange. Red tends to be found in residential areas. And then if it's like purple, That one's not connected to a water tower. It's connected to like a river or a lake. It tends to be like non-drinking water.
Right.
That's what we discovered. I'm so proud of us. Like we, I don't know. I feel smart. Don't you?
I love it. Can I tell you what I wish it meant?
What?
What's going to come out the hydrant? Purple grape soda. Oh, you know what God. I mean? Blue. Green Mountain Dew.
Oh my God.
Let's get crazy. Can we like alter the code?
I thought you were going to say mess with the hydrants, which
what?
I do
no.
fear is probably illegal.
I'm not going to touch them. Not at all. You ever have like a little bit of an outburst and realize, I just took my anger out on the wrong person?
Mm. Daily.
I need to like own up because I feel really bad. I need to own up to what I did last night. I was driving home and I wasn't even necessarily like super cranky or anything or on edge, but I was driving on the interstate and like a flatbed truck semi thing started coming over into my lane. Okay. Obviously unsafe. I had to let them know, hi, I'm here. Please don't hit me. So I honked my horn, but then I just couldn't stop. I couldn't stop honking my horn. I was like, I clearly needed to get that like off my chest, that little bit of like frustration or whatever. That whoever you are driving that truck, I'm so sorry to that man. You did not deserve that. I mean, don't stay in your lane, right? Check your blind spot before you come on over. But I did not necessarily need to honk like 6 times. I was so aggressive.
And I'm sorry, you're not. But in that moment, what you sounded like was like that ditzy girl that's like, I didn't mean to.
No, I mean, but like I didn't. Because after I did it and I passed him because I was still upset. And I'm like, I want to look you in the eyes for almost killing me.
Oh, my God.
And then I passed him and I was like, wait a minute. Maybe a bit much, Taylor. That seems like some misdirected anger.
Can you close your ears for a second? FBI, if you're listening, hey. I would watch her.
No, I'm like way too much of a
your FBI that's through your phone that watches you. He's on high alert.
I'm not gonna commit a crime. I'm too scared.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, it's time that the Valentine's Day candy has hit the shelves.
I love this time of the year.
Oh, my God. And I have no self-control. You know, I could, like, wait to get some candy from my Valentine. No. I'm gonna buy it for myself because nobody loves me like me.
That should be on a T-shirt.
Classics. And, you know, there's obviously the very traditional Valentine's Day candy, such as the conversation hearts.
I do love those.
That normally say things like, you know, XOXO and true love and bestie and hugs, kisses, whatever. Like the, you know, very generic. Someone on TikTok posted that she got some of these candy sweethearts from Dollar Tree.
Okay.
And she's going through them. I don't know who actually likes to eat these, by the way, because they are gross.
I literally just said 2 seconds ago I like eating them.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's disturbing. They're like chalk.
So
I don't like them.
Anyways. When you say that, it makes it, people probably think I go home and I eat chalk. I do, in fact, not do that.
Either way. Calling. Anyways, this girl on TikTok is going through and she's like seeing the classics, little sayings, XOXO, bestie, true love, blah, blah, blah. And then some questionable conversation hearts start appearing with little phrases like joint taxes.
Hey, does that save you money? Because I would actually kind of like that, sweetheart.
Carpool.
That, you know, saves gas.
Buy in bulk.
I do love doing that. God, these are so nailing me on the head.
Split rent.
I got this. Not the whole rent.
I love it.
Nice?
I don't really know what the theme is. It's like things to save money, but that also make you happy. Or like that's what true love is splitting rent.
No, it's like things that, screw the XOXO. As much as I am a hopeless romantic. Hit me with the real stuff.
I want the real stuff. I have a list. Can I tell you?
Oh, did you already make some?
Yeah, I have some.
Okay, remember, it's only a little piece.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Target run.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Comfy pants.
Ah.
All vacuum. Okay, like the person giving
it to
you.
I was going to say, not me.
No, like they're saying, like, all vacuum. Stay home. This is my favorite one. Free shipping.
Ooh, yeah. What about, I don't know if you can fit this on heart, like, you pick what to watch. You know, you pick what to watch. You're going to make dinner. I'll make dinner. Oh my God.
I'll pick up dinner.
Oh, even better.
Like, we have like a scroll now at this point. These are not going to fit on the hearts.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Pretty open that I oftentimes don't really know what I'm doing at the gym. I have to have my boyfriend Curly help me out. But I've now added another mark to my name of being a bad lifting partner. Mm. So as of recently, I've been working out with him. He knows how to do the machines and stuff. He's much better at planning out like what type of day we do, leg day, arm day, blah, blah, blah. I just follow him around like a lost puppy dog at the gym. And, you know, I'm kind of like a lifting princess. He always adjusts the machine for me mm-hmm. and makes sure it's to my height. And I pick my own weights and stuff, but he makes sure I let him do that every time. And you would think I would return the favor and like help him out. We were squatting last night, and obviously he has much stronger legs than I do. So in between, like, we rotate back and forth. We're taking weights off for me and putting more weights on for him. And I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention. That's what it was. I wasn't paying attention, and I left an extra 10 on my side that I was loading up.
It was uneven.
It was uneven. So he went to squat. And he gets under the bar and stands up and goes, donk, and starts tipping to one side. And I was like, what's going, what the heck? Like, you never have an issue with that weight. And then he goes, babe, you left a weight on there. I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry. I don't know how that happened. So now I'm not to be trusted and I might lose my lifting partner.
Did you laugh at him?
Well, yeah.
When it went thunk.
Yeah, I did a little bit. I couldn't help it.
Which does not make it better.
No, it didn't.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Today is National Cheese Lovers Day. It's also National Disc Jockey Day, a.k.a. our job. I asked you, what trivia question would you want to do? One about cheese or one about DJs or whatever. You had the brilliant idea to put the two together.
How about both?
I knew dang well Google searching. I wasn't going to find nothing about cheese and DJs together.
It would be weirdly specific.
So I just searched around the building, and here we go. Tonight's trivia question. What type of cheese does Taylor, a.k.a. a DJ, buy the most? This might be the stupidest trivia question we've done.
That's not very nice. I was excited until you said that. How rude. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. Don't ask me for proof on this. I'm just going off vibes here. But I did have like a legitimate first reaction answer. So this is, I feel it's accurate to me.
I would really like people to rank how excited they are about tonight's trivia question.
Shut up. I think people will really like it.
Tonight's trivia question in honor of National Cheese Lovers Day and National Disc Jockey Day. What type of cheese does Taylor buy the most of? And we're not talking about Swift. We're talking about the one across from me.
Yeah. Cheese, DJs. There's your question. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Wow, tonight's trivia question is just absolutely fantastic. Everybody's on their feet waiting for the answer. Everybody's on their feet.
I'm standing, actually, and I never stand during this program.
She's very excited because today is National Cheese Lovers Day. It's also National Disc Jockey Day, which is what we do. So I have combined both days, and I made it into a trivia question. What type of cheese does Taylor, right across from me, buy the most?
Because I love me some cheese. You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, 2342 said Colby Jack.
I could see that.
I do buy a lot of Colby Jack.
I'll tell you off the air. That was like one that she was like, well, I do use Colby Jack for this and this and this. And then she started thinking about other cheeses. So
that's definitely up there for me on like a regular buy.
What?
Like I buy
sorry,
a
my
regular,
brain was computing.
You just
what
looked
you just
at me
said.
Like I seriously was from another planet. Like I regularly buy that is what I mean.
Oh,
you know,
it's like, what did she say?
Gee whiz.
I don't know why my brain was computing over there. Emily said Gouda because you mentioned it earlier. You did, in fact, mention Gouda.
I do love a Gouda. You know what I love a Gouda on? God, you got me going on the cheeses. I love a Gouda on a grilled cheese. Do it. It melts so good.
Let me guess. It's Gouda.
It's very Gouda.
Yeah.
It's
very good.
And we're done with the puns.
Please.
Michael said, Taylor loves her pasta, so how about Parmesan?
That was good, Michael. Good.
You know me.
Someone takes notes.
I do. We have pasta once a week at least.
You were having that. Were you having that today or was I thinking about?
Nope. I had it today. I had it yesterday because I made
it
on
last week
Sunday. So yeah, that I have pasta at least once a week.
She runs on pasta.
I do. I so do. Oh, God. Somebody's aunt
isn't
has
it
that
like,
in the kitchen.
Isn't that like Nike slogan? It's like Nike run on shoes or something. Whose is that?
Run on shoes?
Well, duh, Captain Obvious.
I feel like that's like a vacuum commercial. Like,
whose slogan
runs on
is
dirt?
Runs on milk or something. Isn't there? Okay, well, whatever.
I have no idea.
I thought it was Nike. Runs on shoes. Well, no, duh. You run on your shoes.
Marketing genius over there.
Well, I was going to say you run on Parmesan or
I would also like to say I asked my brother because you were like, why don't you ask someone in your family? How fun.
Yeah.
I asked my brother, Kai. You know, brothers just don't know you at all. like, my God, we grew up and we have spent your entire life together. And he said, Brie.
Have you ever had a Brie?
I've had Brie on like a charcuterie board, but I have never just bought Brie for fun.
If she ain't going to the store and going, ooh, a Brie sounds very nice.
I said, like, no. And then I corrected him with the correct answer, which will be coming up shortly. And he said, girl, I don't know. You're weird. Like, why does it take cheese to be bullied by your brother?
If I learned anything, anyone who eats Brie is apparently weird.
I guess so. How rude. I just hope he knows he offended so many people now.
What type of cheese does Taylor buy the most of?
Texting your guest. I'm like, I don't know.
Texting thinking about cheese.
Yeah, I am. Texting your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in 3 minutes.
Yeah, you weirdo eating Brie.
I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with Brie. Stop the Brie hate.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Basically Hannah Montana tonight because you're getting the best of both worlds.
Good one.
It is National Cheese Lovers Day. It's also National Disc Jockey. Just DJ Day, okay? That's basically what it is. All right? And so I have put the two together with tonight's trivia question. What type of cheese does Taylor buy the most? Go ahead.
Parmesan cheese. Okay, like I said, don't have receipts. If you work at the Aldi that I go to, no, you don't. But I do be buying a lot of Parmesan cheese. I have pasta weekly, and I use a lot of Parmesan cheese on my pasta.
I still just can't get over the fact we did this dumb trivia question tonight.
This is your thing. You came up with it.
You're the one who said to put two and two together, so I did. If you're wondering if Quizzical is declining, well, maybe after tonight.
We might be running out of budge here. So as we mentioned, it is National DJ Day, which is what the two of us, believe it or not, are doing currently.
For now. Until we get in trouble.
Well, yes. But it's funny because earlier today, we have a post on the Z102.9 Facebook page that is a little like snippet of our journey as DJs, as street teamers, and we were doing live breaks from sticker stops around Cedar Rapids, and then we had our podcast, Girl, Can We Chat Quick? And then here we are doing Those Girls in the Afternoon for almost 3 years later. And as we're like pulling pictures from each of these phases, you go, well, your hair hasn't changed at all. How have you been so mentally stable?
Okay, because I'm a firm believer that a woman changes her hair when she's going through a mentee bee.
Like, so tell me this.
A crisis of some sort.
There's four pictures here. Your hair is a different color in all four pictures.
Why,
we
yes.
got red.
Amen.
We've got dark on top, ombre to blonde. Yep. And then mm-hmm. you have full blonde. And then current, you have dark hair. Are you okay?
The answer is no.
Okay.
The answer is always no.
So are we on track?
I haven't been okay, apparently, for the last, like, 10 years.
So we're about due for another hair change here.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.